Morning, Boker Tov, Chodesh Tov. We started a new Masechta today, Masechta Yuma, coming on the heels of 3 weeks of Yushalmi, of Shkolim. There are very much similarities in that Yuma as well. Yuma, of course, focuses on Yom Kippurim. Yuma is primarily most of the first 90% of the Masechta, or 85% of the Masechta, first seven Brakim, are focused on the Avodah of Yom Kippur, we digress into Beis HaMikdash, Kadam Gedolim, and those type of discussions. The last parak, the eighth parak, does focus more on what we connect with Yom Kippur, which is tshuva, fasting, davening. The Masechta is, again, for the most part, a kachim type Masechta, similar to Shkolim, found in Mayid because of the idea that it's related to Yom Tov, it's a time-related concept. Why is it first we already did have Pesachim, but why is it first from the other Yom Tovim? Pesachim is first because Pesachim is always written in the Pesachim first, when the Torah writes the Yom Tovim, Pesachim first, and Yuma is next because Yuma is the Shabbos Shabbos, and we'll reference that more momentarily in the Marsha. It's the Shabbos Shabbos, and it's the ultimate day of rest. It's the ultimate day of Yom Tov. So therefore, Yuma is put first before the other Yom Tovim. The name of the Masechta, Masechtas Yuma, is peculiar, first of all, because you would think it would be called Yom Kippurim, which is Yom Kippur. That's what it's talking like Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah, something more referring to Yom Kippur, more clearly. It doesn't say anything about Kippur. Number two, it's also in Aramaic. Yoma, why Yoma as opposed to Yom? So the Masha explains the idea of Yom without Yom Kippur is because all I have to say is Yom. The day, every Yid knows what the day is. If there's one day a year that we're referring to, that day is Yom Kippur, that's the day. So Yom is, that's why it doesn't have the word Kippur. But why the Aramaic? So the Lili Yeshua elaborates a little more on this idea. Li Yeshua explains that Yom Kippur is the one day of the year that the Satan has no shlita over us. We have power. The Satan is diminished in his power to be mekatrik against us, to work against us on Yom Kippur. And we know there's a concept of neshama parvus v'seinu. We actually spoke about this in Akdamat Shkolim. We spoke about why is there a bavli on, why do we, there's no bavli on Shkolim, but we incorporate Yushalmi. Why? Because Shkolim is more of a kachim type of mesechta. And we know, even though we don't have basic English, le'aleinu, b'zman hazeh, we still have a whole seder kachim where there was a bavli on it. And the reason for that, we explained, was because when neshama parvus v'seinu, by us saying just saying the psukim of kabbalah in the morning is a Tanamant, it's considered as if we brought the carbon, says the Chavetz Chaim and Maimer Tarar, Kol Shekein, if we go and learn about the Sukkis of Kachim, the Sukkis of Kabbanis, Kol Shekein, we have the Schus, the merit, as if we brought the Kabbanis. So with that idea in mind, that's why we incorporated the Yushalmi, of Shkolim into our Seder of Dafyemi in Bavli, as well, the Masechtas Yuma is a Masechta which is steeped in Kachemdik ideas, karbanas. We get that merit of not only one day a year the Satan have no power over us, we get that kind of that power while we're learning Masechtas Yuma, we get that power over the Satan. Says the Lili Yeshua, the name Yuma is Aramaic because we know Malachim don't understand, Malachim can't interpret Aramaic. Whatever that means, I don't fully understand that, but there's a concept Malachim don't understand Aramaic. If they don't understand Aramaic, so then we want to, when we sit down to learn Yuma, we don't want the Satan to get in our way to stop us because of the amazing power that the Yuma has. We don't want the Satan to get in our way, and therefore the name was actually chosen, an Aramaic name, for that purpose. We're going to speak at Kli Yakar shortly, where the Kli Yakar actually says an addendum to this in that piece. The Kli Yakar says, Hasata, and the Gematria of the word Hasatan, hey, sin, test nun, is 364. The Satan has shlita over us on 364 days, not on the day of Yom Kippur, and by extension, we could say not when we're learning Masechtas Yuma, in Mirtz Hashem, we should be Zeichah. Now, I know the Jewish calendar goes by 354 days a year, but there's still something to the solar, not just the lunar calendar, the solar calendar, and the cleric is clearly based on that. Now, let's start the Masechta, let's start the Mishnah. We'll get into this more. There's really more of the Marshas, a much longer, a little bit more of an Akdama than we quoted from Lili Yeshua. We are short on time. Okay, again, it's Rosh Chodesh. Let's start the Mishnah, then we'll speak out a little more of Akdama, and then the Gemara Amar Beis actually is very much more drasha, so it should be rather faster. You'll also notice, of course, back to Bavli, the pages, the words are much more, much larger in comparison to the Yushalmi we had the past 3 weeks. Many more words were stuck into the same page. Zuck the Mishnah. Shivasyanun Kayim Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kayim Gadol, Bebeisei Lushkas Pahedrin. 7 days before Yom Kippur, they were Mafrish, the Kayim Gadol, and Farshim actually speak out to Diak. They would take the Kayim Gadol out, they'd make a maimon out of it. They'd take him out to show that they took the Kayim Gadol out, Mebeisei from his house. Mebeisei, we know, we're going to have later in this Mishnah, the idea that Beisei doesn't just mean his house, Beisei means Ishtai, Beisei is Ishtai, the Mishnah is going to be in the Drasha, and we know famously from Megillah that Mordechai took Esther Labas. He took her for a daughter, and they darshan in the Gemara, Labai is for a house, meaning for a wife. So he's leaving his house and leaving his wife. And in his isolation, in that same time period, they also prepare a backup Kohen Gadol. Why? Shemi Yer Psil, by Psil, in case Chalila, the Kohen Gadol gets a Psil, Rashi explains, maybe he gets a Psil, back to Rashi, and gets, he gets a Psil of perhaps of Tumas Keri or some other Tuma, and Chalila is a Psil, he won't be fit to have Yom Kippur. We need to have a backup Kohen replacement ready to go. Rabbi Yudaimer, more than that, Af Isha Cheres Maskinle, you also prepare for him a backup wife. Why? Shema Tumas Isha Chalila, maybe his wife will die, Shnemar. And the Pasuk says, V'chibabad Vad Besai, part of the Avaid of the Kohen Gadol Kippur is to do a carbon, to be a carbon, to be a mechaper for him, and Bad Beisai, and the drush we quoted before, Beisai Zuishta, we know Beisai means his wife, and therefore he has to be married, and if we prepare a backup wife, Chalila, in case his wife dies, says the Mishnah, Amr Leil Chamsa Vakter Yehuda, Im Kain, Ein L'Dar V'Saif. You're going to start praying backup wife, maybe prepare a second backup wife, maybe the backup wife will also die, Ein L'Dar V'Saif, and therefore we prepare a backup kayan. I guess the Gemara is going to discuss why a backup kayan is more necessary than a backup wife. I think it's obvious chiluk. Backup kayan is in case tum happens. Backup wife is in case death happens. But the Gemara will discuss why the Chachamim agree at least to needing a backup kayan, but they disagree with the Yehuda about needing a backup wife. Now the lashon of the Mishnah is shivas yadim yamim kaidim kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur. Tosfos points out that this, in Shas we have two different approaches, and he's not going to say ask as a question or as an answer. Just says it more as a statement. We have places where it puts the number first, and then says the teichen inyan that we're talking about. For example, over here, 7 days. 7 days is the number. And what's the topic? Before Yom Kippur, separating the kohen from his house. We have the same idea by a woman getting married and beginning kedushin. Haisha niknis. Sorry, that's opposite. Actually, we'll get back to it in a second. We have the same idea by Abra Avos Nezikin, by Mazikin, and the beginning of Bava Kama. Arba Avos Nezikin, there are four Avos of Nezikin. We count the number, four, and then we describe what they are, the Avos of Nezikin. We have it also by Rosh Hashanah. Dalid, that's the number four. Rosh Hashanah names, so it's right, it's immediate, but there's four, the number, then Rosh Hashanah. Those are three places where the Masechta start off with the number first, ours, Rosh Hashanah, and Bava Kama, and then the kind of the topic, the essence of what it's talking about. Then we have the opposite, like what we quoted before, Kedushin Daf Beis, where it says, Isha Niknas, a woman can get married, Bishlei Shadrachim, then it says the number. And similarly, we also have it that we also have Shalom Adershim, Bilchas. But Bilchus Chag, Shleishim Yom, we have the word Pesachim. That's actually not in the beginning. That's only one of the ones that we're listing in Tosfos that are not Daf Beis and Masechta. That's Pesachim Daf Vav. But you Shleishim Adershim in the Halachas Chag, 30 is into the Chag. So first you say the topic, the idea, then you get into the number. But they're just pointing out that we find Yesh V'Yesh, we find this way and that way. The Marsha says that no, Shivas Yomim over here first is Dafka, and this really gets back to ties into the Marsha's Agdama on the Masechta. Marsha says the reason why we're saying Shivas Yom Dafka is because the Mishnah wants to stress that Yom Kippur is Lamalam and Atev, Lamalam and Azman. It's not a regular day. It's part of the idea of a Yuma, only with the only word Yuma, and no more than that. All you need to say the day, because it's a day which is above all other days. Again, Lili Yeshua, we spoke an idea there's no Satan on that day. Marsha in Derech Haggadah says a little bit different. He says it's Lamala from this world, and he takes it a step further. He says that we know there's six other days of biblical, of Deraisa Yomtiv, 6 days. What are they? Besides Yom Kippur, there's one day of Rosh Hashanah, there's 2 days of Sukkot, first and last day of there's first day of Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres. There's first and last day of Pesach, and there's one day of Shavuos. That's six plus Yom Kippur, seven. Sukkot, we know the number seven in general. Sorry, the number seven in general is Lamalam and Ateva. Seven is always above regular, above nature. So Yom Kippur is the seven. Like Shabbos is Me'inam Haba. Shabbos Me'inam Haba. Shabbos is above the rest of the days of the week. Yom Kippur is above the rest of Yom Tovim to the same idea of Me'en Olam Haba. And even further, says the Marsha, we don't eat on Yom Kippur. We fast. We don't do regular physical things. We're tak alike in a matzav of Olam Haba on Yom Kippur. Hence the Diyak, the Mishnah purposely put the word Shivas Yom first to stress that element of Shivas. It's a Shabbos Shabbosin. It's an ultimate day of resting of Me'en Olam Haba. There's a famous Goyin. Actually, before we get to the Goyin, along the same lines, there's a Kliyakar in Achrimais that's bothered that the Pasuk in the Parsha of Achrimais, where it discusses the Achrimais Shnei Ben Aaron, if they died when they brought the Eish Zer L'Fnei Hashem, the Pasuk says, B'zayis Yav Aaron Al-Kaidish. So the Parsha discusses what to say there, what the idea is of a Kayan Gadol, I am Kippur going into the Kadesh Kadashim, when it's okay to go to the Kadesh Kadashim. Now he's bothered by two questions. Kliyakar is bothered, number one, that it only throws in at the end of that topic, of that Parsha, that when, what day is this? On Yom Kippur. It doesn't, it says Aaron goes, Akain goes into the Kodesh Kodashim in such and such a way. It lists all the things that has to be done. And then at the end it says Yom Kippur. Why doesn't it stress right off the bat that the day for him to go in is on Yom Kippur? Number one. Number two, also the Pasuk is conflicting mashmayas. The Pasuk says, Al Yavoy Bechalei Yisrael HaKadosh. It sounds like you should never go at all, at any time, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then it says, B'zayis Yavoy, with this you should go in. So you could say it means, don't go at any time, except with this. That's how you could read the Pesukim. But he doesn't like it. The Mashmaises are, in one place you can't go in at all, and one place is Mashmaises, the Pesukim are pretty clear that you can go in. So what's going on over here? So the Gain famously answers the first Kasha, that why it's only throwing about Yom Kippur at the end. So the Gain is a big Yisrael, and it will come up later in the Masechta. That there's two dinim. There's a din of Kain Gadol L'dairis, all Kain HaGadolim, and there was specifically Aaron HaKain. The Vilna Gain says, Aaron HaKain, Aaron HaKain was able to go into the Kodesh Kodashim anytime he wanted, any day of the year, not just on Yom Kippur. And therefore the Pasuk describes how Aaron goes to the Kodesh, nothing to Yom Kippur. And then the Pasuk in the parasha ends off about being Yom Kippur, because that's for the Kain Gadolim and future generations. They can only go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, also with this Mahalach, but they can only go on Yom Kippur. So there's two dinim here. There's a din of Kohen Gadol in general, that's only Yom Kippur, L'dairis, and then there's a din of Aaron HaKohen, you can go any day of the year. That's how he answers the Klei Yakar's Kashas. That's the guy. The Klei Yakar himself wants to answer, along the lines we just have the Marsha, that Yom Kippur is not a regular day. There's taka no day of the year that you can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yom Kippur is L'malam and Azman. It's a Shabbat Shabbos, and it's a special day. It's unique in its existence. B'chlal, it's not considered one of the days of the year. Fits with the Gematria again before, what he said before, but 364. There's no Satan on Yom Kippur. It's kind of tying together the Marsha and the Lili Yeshua's Pshatim over here. We have the Klei Yakar tying it all together. It's saying it's a day that's on its onto off onto its own, and hence the fact that it's not a steer in the Psukim. You could go in, you can't go in on any day. Yom Kippur, that's not a regular day, and that's the day they can go in. And hence it was mentioned only at the end. Now, back to the idea of the Marsha, just famous, I think it's a Pashta Sushtel, to the Marsha, another guy. The Marsha says they have 6 days of Yom Tiv that are Dereisa, 6 days of Yom Dereisa, and then a seventh day over and above that called Yom Kippur. The Vilna Gaon and the Pasuk in Ambar, right in the first, in the beginning of Perek Chaf Gimel, the Pasuk describes, these are the Mayadei Hashem. It goes off to describe 6 days of week are Chayil, and then 7 days Shabbos, which is not Mayad Hashem. Yes, we find places where Shabbos ikur Mayad, but Pashtas, it's not considered a Mayad. Shabbos is not a Mayad, yet the Pasuk speaks of Mayad Hashem, speaks about Shabbos, and then goes back and reiterates again, these are the Mayad Hashem, and goes into the Mayadim. He asks the guy in the obvious question, more than the first are bothered. It seems that Shabbos is being referenced at a place. So either it's a reminder about Shabbos ikur Mayad, says the guy in a beautiful Teretz. No. That Pasuk is not talking about 6 days of the week, and then followed by Shabbos. It's talking about the same idea of the Marsha, the 6 days of Yom Tov, where Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. Yikshesh Yom Tov Tasa Malacha means Malacha Eichel Nefesh. Those are the 2 days again, first and last day of Pesach and Sukkot, that's 4, Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. Those days, Malacha Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbos Hashem. Yom Kippur is a day where all Malacha is Aser, even Eichel Nefesh is Aser. That's what that passage is referred to. Exactly the same concept of the Marsha that we have. The Yom Kippur is a kind of whole new level of Yom Tov, whole new level of day, and that's where the Gaon learns that pasuk in Emor. Very nice connection. Now, why is the Masechta Yuma before Rosh Hashanah? B'chir, calendar wise, it should fit. First goes Rosh Hashanah, then goes Yuma. Really, the first one will ask the opposite. We should have first day of Kapara before we have a day of judgment. Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment. Shouldn't we get a Kapara first? Separate shmuz. But why is once that's not the order? Once the order is Rosh Hashanah first, shouldn't the Masechta go first? Already answered that. Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbos, like we're saying in the Marsha, it's the holiest level, and therefore, once we go to the Yom Tovim, again, we pass Pesachim already, but once we get to Yom Tovim, we put Yom Kippur first. Now, another diak on the word Shiva, the Mishnah doesn't say Shiva Yomim, it says Shivas Yomim. Why does it say Shivas, not Shiva? So the Pnei Shua explains, because it'd be Havmina, that if it said Shiva Yomim, that maybe the idea of the Kohen Gadol separating himself was the idea of a Spaidus. He should separate himself to think about, to contemplate what he's about to be doing, and therefore, he only has to contemplate and separate himself by day. At night, he wouldn't have to contemplate, he wouldn't have to be separating himself. Kamashman Shivas. Shivas tells me, no, it's 7 straight days. That's the idea of Pnei Yeshua. This Fasemis is a Gvaldi Chiddush. Fasemis says there's more than that. Shivas, but along the same lines as Pnei Yeshua, but it's a big enough Kamina. Shivas is one entity of 7 days. So if we say Shiva Yamim, there'll be a dim. For 7 days, he should isolate. What if, wild scenario, they forgot to, remember we said that they're taking the Kohen Gadol out. Forget about him forgetting. That Seber takes him out. What if the whole Elam forgot? And they're 2 days in. There's only 5 days left to Yom Kippur. So you do 5 days, because there's a mitzvah 7 days. You do 7, do 5 days. The Sfasemis wants to say no. That once you blew the Shivas, you don't have the full term of Shivas, you no longer have that mitzvah. The mitzvah is, we'll see later, I mean, we have the explanation, that's for Torah purposes, it's for other reasons, but Lamaisa, the Gemara is going to bring very clearly, right over here on Daf Beis, a source. We're going to bring one source today, one source coming up in the next plot, of whether it's a learned from the Miluim, Drushes a Pasuk from Miluim, whether it's learned from Sinai, but we're going to bring biblical sources to this idea of separating the Kohen for 7 days. So, when the Mishnah stresses the word Shivas, Tesfas Emes, if you missed it the first day, it's over. That idea of separating 7 days is over. It's one entity. The same concept is actually found Rav Zilberstein Shlita. He brings it, it's found in the Pesukim in Perek Shmais, in Perek Yud Pasuk of Gimel. Over there, it talks about Shleishas Yamim, Heinachon, Lechainim, Shleishas Yamim. That also was an idea of isolating for 3 days. And it's based on Rashi and the Sifsei Chum over there explains Rashi the same exact concept, that the Shleishas Yamim makes it one entity of 3 days. It's not 3 days is the optimal. If you miss three, then do at least two. That din of separating for 3 days is blown unless you have the full 3 days. A lashon shleishis, lashon shivas, connotes an entire package, an entire entity. There's a shayla in the Chashuk Chemed about legavi isha cheres related to our Mishnah, legavi a backup wife, legavi chazan. Let's hold off an hour with 10 on time. If we have time at the end of the year, we'll get back to that. So we said that we're mafresh. Before we get to the Gemara, one other quick point. We said that we're mafreshin the Kohen Gadol. Rashi, top Rashi, first Rashi in the Masechta says, why are you mafresh the Kohen Gadol? Because all avodas Yom Kippur are only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. That's Rashi Lashon, kol avodas Yom Kippur only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. There's actually a machlekes, the Ashmais of Rashi is that all avodas of Yom Kippur, now you could actually mean all the unique avodas of Yom Kippur, but the Pashtas of Rashi means all avodas of Yom Kippur has to be done by Kohen, which means even avodas that are done daily, not in Yom Kippur, the Tumid, Trumas Sedeshen, the other avodas that are being done daily regardless, still have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. That seems to be the Mashmayas of Rashi and other Rishonim as well. However, Ritva, Ramban, they argue and they seem to learn that no, the unique avodas of Yom Kippur need to be performed by the Kohen Gadol, but the other avodas that are done anyway daily regardless, that does not have to be performed by the Kohen Gadol, that can be performed by a regular Kohen. So there is a beautiful Chakira from Menachem Zemba, it's brought in the Masechta Gemara, they bring it in the back, from Menachem Zemba, a Geshmak Chakira, which can perhaps connect very well to this discussion. Menachem Zemba has a debate. When we talk about the Kohen being mafresh for 7 days, is that frusha because of the Kedushas HaMakam, because he's going into the Kedush Kedushim, so he has to be mafresh for 7 days, or is that frusha because of the Kedusha of the Yom Kippur? Is it because the Kedusha of the Yom Kippur, or is the Kedusha of the Makam? The Beis Shmuel has a very similar Chakira. The Mefarshim want to say, the Beis Shmuel actually wants to connect it to the Machlekes, whether we learn from the Miluim, or we learn from Sinai. Sinai is a Makam. Miluim again was the 7 days of Miluim before the Chinuch of the Mishkan. So the Miluim would be an idea of the Kedusha of the Yom, so to speak, like Yom Kippur, whereas Sinai would be more of a din of Kedusha Zemakam. So it's Machlokes very Chumash Lakish coming up in the Gemara, whether we learn from Elum or whether we learn from the Sinai, that could be two studim in this Chakira of Rav Nachman Zemba of the Beis Shmuel, whether the reason why the Kohen is being Mufresh is because of Kedusha of the Makam of the Kedusha Kedashim, or because of the Kedusha Zayim. But perhaps, and we have to crystallize this thought a little more perhaps, but maybe the Machlekes, the Rishonim also, whether or not the other Avodas of the day are also require the Kohen Gadol, or not the Kohen Gadol, could also be telling in whether the whole idea of Mafreshin was a din in the Makam or the Yayim. If it's in the Yayim, maybe it encompasses all the Avodas. If it's in the Makam, maybe the other Avodas which are not done in the Kesh Kedashim, maybe they wouldn't be encompassed. Perhaps we can connect that Machlekes Rishonim also to this Kler of, the Shmaka Kler of Rabbi Nachman Zemba. Okay. So, the Mishnah said we separated Kohen Gadol 7 days from his house in order that they should avoid and you prepare a backup Kohen Gadol in case Chalila is Irabai Psul. In case Irabai Psul, you have a backup Kohen Gadol to replace him. So we always like to connect our Masechta, the new Masechta, the old Masechta. We had a Dafid Zion in Shkolim. We had an idea that the Lechem HaPanim, when they were placed outside of the Heichel, before they went in onto the Shulchan Azov for the whole week, they were placed on a marble table. Why? Because they were hot, and if it would be placed on a metal table, there was concern that maybe it would spoil. So it was placed on a marble table to prevent it from spoiling. Ask the Gemara that the Lechem HaPanim stayed fresh, piping hot all week long. It was oozing out smoke. It is a nace that has remained beautifully fresh. You're concerned that the few moments, the little bit of time that you leave it on the marble table, even a few hours, it's going to become spoiled. It can stay fresh and warm all week, and it's going to spoil before you put it onto the table, by leaving it on a metal table. Therefore, you use a marble table. Ask the Gemara such a question. The Gemara over there, Shkolim answers. The lesson, of course, if you shall me, ein maskirin maisanisim, which we would commonly refer to that as ain't same chanal anase. We don't rely on anase. That is the Gemara on Dafid Zayin Nishkalim. Why am I bringing it up over here? Because the Maritz Chiya says a beautiful Shakav question and answer over here, which directly connects to that same idea. He asked that one of the nisim that happened in the base of Middash was, le'irabai kayan psul, kayan gadol never got a psul. There was never this situation we're worried about, the kayan gadol getting a psul tumma. Never happened. Kayan gadol didn't get a psul tumma. That was one of the nisim that took place, the kayan gadol by Yom Kippur did not get a psul tumma. So if it never happened, why are we so busy making a backup kayan gadol? So one answer gives us that was Takadafka by Bayis Rishim, by Bayis Sheni, where we referenced recently in Shkolmi, mentioned this, that there were hundreds of Kohen Gadolim over a 400-year span. There were hundreds, over 300 Kohen Gadolim. Unfortunately, they weren't also upstanding. So in Bayis Sheni, it did happen, these ideas. But besides for that, Maratzchia says, so one answer is that by Sheni we have to be concerned. The Nisim stopped, that Nais stopped happening. Number two, Ain't Seb Chalanes. The same idea that we just had towards the end of Shkolam, David Zion, we have over here as well, Ain't Seb Chalanes. That's Maratzchia's answer to that question. Zuck the Gemara. Tanasim. We learned in the Mishnah over there. There's a Mishnah in Para in the third parak of Para. Shibas Yom Kodesh Shreifas Para. 7 days before the Shreifa the Para. So before they burnt the Para Duma, 7 days before doing the Avoid of the Para Duma, they have a Fisha Kodesh Shreifas Para. Basically, same idea. They'd be Mafresh the Kayan who would burnt the Para. They would mafresh the Kayan from his house. Lelishka Shal Pnei Abira to the chamber that was on Pnei Abira. The Marz will explain very shortly on today's daf what Pnei Abira means. It's a fine of Mizracha, the northeastern chamber. The Lishka's base of an Isonikos. And that Lishka, that chamber was called the chamber of stone. Why the chamber of stone? Lomnikoshma base oven. Why is it called the chamber of stone? Shkoma said, because all of the Maisim, all the Kalim that were dealt with the Para were made from Kalim, the Namakabatuma, such as Beklei Glolim, Kalim of dung, Beklei Avadim, Kalim of stone, carved out of stone, Beklei Adam, Kalim of earth, not to be confused with earthenware. Earthenware is put into the kiln, earthenware, Adrab, and Ali's Makabatuma. Earthenware, the only way to get rid of the Tumma is to break it. You can't even put it in the mikveh to make a tar like a metal Kli. This is Klei Adam. This is Kalim from earth, from clay that was not baked. That's Namakabatuma. And we specifically use all these very unsusceptible kalim that are unsusceptible to tumma when doing the paraduma. We have the kayan gadol, the kayan, I Freudian slip, kayan gadol. It's actually machlekes if the paradumas were always done by the kayan gadol. The first one, of course, was a lazar, right? But in general, was it performed by kayan gadolim? Was there the machlekes reshainim if there was an obligation that the paradumas were done by the kayan gadol or not? It seems to be even if it was an obligation, it was very common because it was the paraduma itself was uncommon. So most of the paradumas, if not all, there's about 9 or 10 of them, were done on the day of the kayan gadol just because of the infrequency shabbai. Okay, so now we're saying it was done in such a level of Tara, separating the Kayan for 7 days, having these Kalim of Tara. You know why? My time, why would they so makpet to use only these types of Kalim and these extra chumras of Tara by the Avaida of the Paraduma? Kiva the Tfulyam Kasher. Kosher Bapara, since we say Tfulyam is Kosher Bapara. Not only is Tfulyam Kosher Bapara, they specifically use the Tfulyam. What's Tfulyam? Quick reminder, Tfulyam is a person who is Tamei, went to the mikveh, and he already had his purification of the mikveh, but he's not completely tar till nightfall. So he's Tfulyam, he's waiting for Harav Shemesh, he's waiting for nightfall, he's called a Tfulyam. That could be a person who's Tamei only for one day. Classic Balkari, someone touched the Sheret, someone touched the Nevela, he's Tamei for one day, goes to the mikveh, he's tar by nightfall. Or it could be a person who even is Tamei for more than that, but he's 7 days, but he's only assuming he doesn't have to wait for a carbon the next day. That's a separate category, but that's Mechus Kippurim. But if he is going to be tar by nightfall and he's on a 7th day, he went to the mikvah on a 7th day and he's making for nightfall, that's also a tful yom. It's a tful yom of a 7-day tumma or a tful yom of a 1-day tumma. It's all the same idea. It's a tful yom. And the halacha was that paraduma was not only able to be done with a tful yom, that's based on how Chazal interpreted Darshan, the psukim, that a tful yom is okay for paraduma. They used to purposely be metama the kain that burnt the para. We're going to see also Mishnah the third pack and para in order to refute the opinion of the tzdukim, says the Gemara. The kivin tvoyam kosher bapara. Tvoyam is kosher by a para. Titzanali glued to the Mishnah and para. Mitamah hoyo kain surface of para. They would be purposely be mitama. The kain who burnt the para duma. Umatbilon isai. And they would then matbilon. They would make sure, obviously, to put him into the mikvah. Lohit. And they did it on purpose. And now he's tvoyam. To show that tvoyam is kosher to do the strafe is a para. This discussion, why of all the different parts, components of the para duma, is it the strafe? Right, it could be the shrita, it could be the zrika. The zrikas that were done towards the east, from Harzaisim, facing the base of Mikdash. But for some reason, we're focused on the Karina service of our. Okay, so they did it on purpose. Lights of the Mishnah Stukim, Shehayu Eimim, because the Stukim used to say, but Meruvei Shemesh Aisanases, that the Paraduma could only be done by those who are Meruvei Shemesh, who already had sunset, who already went to the mikveh, and it was ready past the sunset. Only with that level of Tara could they do the Paraduma. Why? Because the Pasuk says, the Pasuk does say that it should be done by a Kayan Tar. And they darshan in literal, the Stukim take the Pasuk always very literally, and they don't believe in Drashas, they don't believe in Tara Shabbat, they don't believe in Drashas Chazal, and therefore, they literally means Tar, fully Tar. Whereas Chazal, to refute the Stukim, they purposely were time of the Kohen, a surface of Parah, to show that as long as he goes to Mikvah and he's Tfulyayim, it's still Kasher. But because we did that kind of leniency, that certain negligence, the Gabi, the Tumah, and Tara of the Kohen, a surface of Parah, therefore we implemented all these other Chumras, such as Takinale says Gemara, Rabbanan, Klei Glolim, Klei Avanim, Klei Adama, the Chumra Mesakin, that they should use Kalim, the Namakab, Tumah, made of dung, stones, or made of unbaked, uncooked Adama, earth. So the Kabatumah, the Namakab, Tumah, in order that people shouldn't take an approach of being Mazazal, like this was showing actually extra chumrah. In the Shai Sapar, they elaborate much more. They used to actually have the kids that went to gather the water for the paraduma waters, mechatas waters, were actually given, the mothers gave birth to them on this like utopian area where there was no tumas meis because it was built like mounds on top of mounds, like these different like domes on top of domes of stone where there's no meis beneath them, and they would actually go on an animal with a door underneath them to also be an oil to separate from tumah. There's many levels, unbelievable levels of being machmir that there should be no sada tumah, and the children were young enough that they don't have tumas carry yet, but old enough to be able to ride the animal and gather the water. Major, major ideas that were brought up all to be machmir in the Torah process because of this kula that we implemented in order to combat the tzdukim of being matam of the kohen hasayiv es hapara. We actually have this idea in a few other places, the idea of fighting back the tzdukim to show about how show where they're wrong. One of them is actually right now we're mull of the Eimer. Of course, the 16th of the Eimer, we're mull of the Eimer. We know that the tzdukim darshan the pasuk usfartel nechami machras haShabbos to mean Sunday. Simple taich from Machos Shabbos when you start counting. So whenever Pesach is, doesn't matter. You wait till the first Sunday after Pesach. So let's say Pesach fell on a Tuesday. You wait till the following Shabbos. You wait till Sunday. Then you start counting the Omer, which is already obviously 4 or 5 days later. We count the second day right after the first day of Pesach. The next day, Machos Shabbos means Machos of Pesach. The next morning, right? You have the first day of Pesach. The next morning, the 16th of Nisan is when we start counting the Omer. In order to be Heitzim with Yibushu Sedukim, you used to make a whole Maimed on the cutting of the Omer to show that when they cut the Omer before the Michos Omer, before they brought it, to show that we don't go like the Stukim that wait for Machos to Shabbos, wait to Sunday. Rather, by the way, according to the for the Stukim, Shavuos always came out Sunday night. Right? You counted, Shavuos always came out on Sunday because you counted from a Sunday 49 days. Right? So Shavuos always came out on Machos Shabbos on Sunday was always going to be Shavuos consistently. Right? Of course, we know that's not how it works best. It happens to be this year our Shavuos I think does come out on a punk happens to come out that day. Chas v'shalom, no connection. But the point is again we do this to be Heitzim Limshu Stukim, similar idea. Fine, says the Gemara now. So we're comparing, obviously, that 7 days of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, or the Kohen Gadol, and 7 days of Rosh Hashanah the Kohen, Hasayiv es Hapara. Ask the Gemara, before we get to the sources for these ideas, says the Gemara from the Psukim, ask the Gemara, Maishna Tzvayna Mizrach, why over here was it the northeastern corner when you separated the Kohen Gadol, why just for the Kohen Hedyot, when you separated for the Kohen Hasayiv es Hapara, why the north, what's that? What's the uniqueness of the northeastern corner, says the Gemara, two ideas, north and east. Kivin the Chatas, since it's called the Chatas, the Paradum is called the Chatas, it's called Mechatas. So therefore, the Chatas to the Sfaina, we know Chatas is Shechted, Ezim Akayim, what's the Makam Shechted in the Chatas? It's in the north of the Azara, Chatas to the Sfaina, and it says, Nechapere Mayed, that's talking about the Zrik of the Dam of the Paradum is towards the eastern side of the El Mayed. So you got the north and the east, and therefore, Takin Le Rabban, Lishka Sfaina Mizracha, they established a chamber for him to spend his time in the northeast as a reminder that has to do with Paradum. Kech Lahavile, Heker, it's a Heker about the northeast element of the Para Aduma. Okay. My beer, what does the word beer mean? So two pshatim, Amar Barbachana, Amar Biechanan, Makamay Barabayas, Ubirishbay, there's a place in Arabayas called Bira. Simple, there's a certain location in Arabayas called Bira. That's the first pshat, Rishakash, no, the entire Harabayas, Kalmakish Kula, Nikarabia, the entire Mikdash was called Bira, Shenemar, Habir Shechanais, that's the Lashon that Dovid HaMelech uses about the Bira that he prepared for his son Shlema to build. Okay. That is all the comparing the chamber that the Kohen Gadol went into, as opposed to the Lishka, we actually don't focus much on Lishka's Pahadron yet, compared to the chamber that the Kohen HaSeref HaSeparah went into on the northeastern corner. Says the Gemara, what is the source, Bechlau, what is the source of the truth? Before we get to Menonimili, just a quick question on Maishna Tzvayna Mizrachi, ask Taisvis. Okay, so that's the reason why I use that chamber for the Paraduma. So let's use that same chamber for the Kohen of Yom Kippur. Why are we using, without even getting into what Lishka's Pahadron was, why not use the chamber that was the northeastern corner, use the same chamber twice. So he says the same idea. Just like you want to have a heker that's the northeastern side, that's for Paraduma, you also want it to be called Lishkas of Evan. You want it to be used specifically as a chamber for the Kayan who's burning the Para to reside. Once it's used for other purposes, it loses that heker of being the Lishka of the Lishka of the Shalavanim, right? The Lishka's base Evan, the northeastern chamber, loses that uniqueness that is related to Paraduma, and therefore they didn't put the Kayan Gadol for Yom Kippur in that same spot. Okay, Menonimi, the Esther Gemara. What is the source for this 7 days? Sorry, one of the important machlokes, when we have Matam of the Kohen Gadol, who served the Paro, make him Tame, and then we have we don't even wait for Hirv Shemesh. He goes to the mikvah and he's tefil yayim and he burns the para. What type of tumah do you put on him? Which is very interesting. Machlekes. So Rashi, Chagiga Daf Gimel, Rambam, Meiri all say tumah sheretz. You take a sheretz, easy accessible tumah. Tumah sheretz. You touch the person with tumah sheretz, the kayin, and he goes to the mikvah. Taisus of Avi says no. It's tumah derabanan. I guess Taisus had a hard time swallowing that he put a tumah derais at a person who's being served for the para, and therefore he put a tumah derabanan, which is a little bit shver because the whole point was lahitz milim shastukim. If you only put a tumah derabanan, the chayra will be a little shver how that's showing up the shita of the tzedukim. Okay, so the Gemara says, what's the source of separating 7 days? The Gemara says the source for both Paraduma, the Kayan 7 days before Paraduma, and the Kayan Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur, is the same pasuk according to Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Ben Yemi Bar Chilka, Amar Mechasya Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. We learned it from Amar Kra. This is by the Meluim, the 7 days of Chinuch of preparation before the opening of the Mishkan. Kasha Asa Bayam Azeh Tziva Hashem Lasis Lachaper Lechem. Just like he did today, Hashem was Mitzave. Here's two key words: Lasis Lachaper. Lasis Lachaper Lechem. Lasis Ilamais Para. Lasis refers to the Maisa Para. Lachaper Ilamais Yom Kippurim. Lasis refers to the Maisa Para. Lachaper refers to the Maisa of the Yom Kippur. So we're saying, just like you have a 7 day prep before by the Meluim, before inaugurating the Mishkan, so too you have a 7 day prep before Maisa Parah and a 7 day prep before the Yom Kippur. Lasis is a source of Maisa Parah and Lachaper is a source for Yom Kippur. Ask the Gemara. Bishlam Makluah Korban Kapara Le'Metukim. You're not going to tell me the whole pasuk, both Lasis and Kapara is talking about Yom Kippur. I'm sorry. But Parah Le'Metukim. You're not going to tell me the whole pasuk is talking about Parah Duma and not Yom Kippur. Because Lachaper says, that's Lashon Lachaper, Uparah La'Bas Kapari. And Parah is not Bas Kapari. Very ironic. We just quoted literally 4 minutes ago, we just had the Gemara that says that the Parah Duma is called a Chatas. It's called a Chatas. It's called a Chatas. But it's not really a Bar Kapara. Yes, the Achorin Maratzchias and others, yes. We know the Gemara tells us that the whole concept, the deeper concept of Parah Duma is, Yavo Ya'aim, let the ultimate chayk of the Torah, which is Parah Duma, come and let it clean up the Tzaya of the Vlad. Let it clean up the Tzaya of the Egel. The Egel was Nebuch, the terrible chayt the Klai Yisrael did. That's a chayt of Avodah Zarah. So having a mitzvah of Parah Duma is a kapara for the chayt of Egel. The answer is very simple, says Maratzchias. That doesn't mean every time you get Parah Duma, it doesn't mean that it's there as a kapara. The concept, the fact that we have such a mitzvah, having that mitzvah and that concept is a kapara for the eagle. Believing in the mitzvah, of course, it's on a deeper level. It's exact opposites. One's avodah zarah and one is blind faith. It's a chayk, right? It's exactly the idea that it's very, 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 very nice how it connects. But the point is, it's not that the parah duma is a kapara, is a carbon for a kapara. The parah duma, the mitzvah, the concept, the whole inyan is a kapara in concept. Okay, so parah duma is not a kapara, and therefore the word kapara certainly refers to Yom Kippur. But ask Gemara the other way. Let us say the entire pasuk is used for Yom Kippur. Lases and Lechaper is for Yom Kippur. Ask Taisa, but I'm Taisa, why would I need two pasuk of Yom Kippur? Lechaper should be enough. Taisa says, because we're going to see later that Lechaper can mean other things as well, not just Yom Kippur. Maybe I need Lases and Lechaper to stress that it's Tafke Yom Kippur, so perhaps I need both pasuk of Yom Kippur, says the Gemara. We're using the word Lases as a Gzeir Shava from Miluyim to the Asiya by the Paraduma. Why? Says, I got ahead of myself. We're going to bring a Gzer Shava of Tziva Tziva to say that the word Lases is referring specifically to Paraduma. Army Yalv Tziva Tziva Ksiva Ksiva Hashem Lases. It says over here by the Meluim Tziva Hashem Lases Ksiva Hashem by Paraduma. Zayish Chukas Zera Asher Tziva Hashem Lemar Mal Halam Parah. Over there in Chukas is talking about Parah and it says the word Tziva Afkanov. So over here where it says the word Tziva by Meluim is referring to Parah. Umakam Prisha by the Meluim. By Meluim where it says the word Tziva, it has a din of Prisha. So too Afal Halam Prisha. So too we're going to connect and put back the din of Prisha by Paraduma as well. Classic Gzer Shava. Okay, turn to the top of Amud Beis. Says the Gemara. The Ema, Tziva, Tziva, Yom Kippurim. The word Tziva, that's Gzeir Shava. Maybe go to Gzeir Shava, Tziva, Tziva, Yom Kippur. Again, if you want to use both Pesukim, the word Lases and the word Lechaper, Yom Kippur, you can, because the word Tziva is also used by Yom Kippur. It was done. Kasha Tziva, Shem, Esmaish, like Hashem commanded Maisha. Says the Gemara, very simple. Done in Tziva, Lefayasiya, Tziva, Lefayasiya. Vain done in Tziva, Lacharasiya, Tziva, Lefayasiya. The Tziva in the Meluim was, this is the Tziva before it was done. The Tziva by Paraduma Zeshukas Atera is again a tziva before it was done. The tziva that we're quoting from Yom Kippur is Kasha Tziva Samaisha. It was done post facto the way Hashem commanded Maisha. That's a different type of tziva. That's a tziva after. It's a post facto. And therefore, if I'm comparing which tziva, I'm going to compare the tziva Meluim to the tziva of Paraduma and not to the one of Yom Kippur. Ask more still. They have a tziva to Kabanas. They have the word tziva by Kabanas. Maybe for tziva Kabanas, the Kabanas are brofa Kabaras. So maybe it's the tziva is referring to kabbarnas. That kabbarnas in general, when you bring out the kabbarnas, you have to separate for 7 days and learn from the meluim. Tichsib b'yam tzavasel b'nei es b'nei Yisrael. Like it says the pasuk on the day that the Klai Yisrael was commanded. Answers the Gemara. This next few lines of Gemara is going to be is quoted about 11 times. Not the exact wording, but this is basically basic lines of Gemara quoted around 11 or 12 times in Shas. Says the Gemara. done in tziva mitziva, vein done in tziva mitzava yisai. It says we can make a ziyashava tziva to tziva, but not tziva to tzava yisai. Same shayrish, same idea, but you can make a ziyashava from tziva to tziva, not tziva to tzava yisai. So tziva from the miluim to par adum is great. Tziva from miluim to stam karbanas is tzava yisai, not a good ziyashava. Ask the Gemara. Here's the Gemara that comes up all over Shas. Amai nafkamina. Vatayim, what's the difference? Tziva tzava yisai. That's also a good ziyashava. Hatayim went to the bais to hatal the bebishmael. Shavakayin ubakayin. Shavakayin means the kayin returns. Ubakayin means the kayin will come in. Returning and entering are clearly different words. Ba and Shava, totally different letters, different words, but they have the same meaning, and that's sufficient. Zui Seva, Zui Bia. That's sufficient. Seva and Bia have the same meaning, and that's enough for Gzeir Shava. We see that's good enough for Gzeir Shava there. So certainly Tzavaisei and Tziva, maybe it's different, different pretext, different suffix, but it's the same exact word. That's certainly a good Gzeir Shava. Gemara answers, Hanami Dehechad Damile Yafinan. That's only when you don't have a comparison that's more suitable. When I have a comparison that's more suitable, I always go to the more suitable, and you're right. I can make a Gzeir Shava of two words that are not exactly the same as long as the meaning similar, I can make a Zeir Shava. That's only if there's no better option over here. I have the word Tziva by Meluim. I have the word Tziva by Para. I want to go to Tzavaisa by Karban. No, I'd rather go to Tziva by Para. I compare that there's a din of 7 days being mafresh from the Para Duma, from the Meluim, because that's the exact same word as Tziva. This Lashon, by the way, that I can make a Zeir Shava that we're using by, you know, even if the words are not exactly the same, really seems to skip over the idea that Zeir Shavas you can't make on your own Bechlal. Zeir Shavas have to have a Mesaira. So the idea would be is that certain words, there's a Mesaira that is a Zeir Shava, and then where to apply them could be up in the air. That's one of the Malcolm that they Mefresh and speak out throughout whenever we have the topic of Zeir Shava. So, for example, here there was a Messiah that the word Tziva by Meluim has a Zeir Shava that we knew. Zeir Shava to what? Zeir Shava to Tziva of Par, Zeir Shava to Tavaisa of Carbon, Zeir Shava of Tziva to Yom Kippur, and we picked the one that makes that's the most comparable. The Messiah did not have to be all the way played out. The Messiah was general that there is a Zeir Shava, not to the extent of where the Zeir Shava went to fully. That gives us the leeway, the license to be able to have this whole Shaka Vataya. Okay. But again, literally those three last lines of Gemara about Manaf Gamina, Shavakai Nabayakai, and this answer of the one that's more comparable to, these two, three lines of Gemara come up a dozen places in Shas. That's effectively, you learn those two lines, and you just learned an Amud of Bavli. Says the Gemara further, Lechaper Elu Maisiyam Kippurim. So we've already established that the 7 days before the Paradum is done, we learn from Lasseis, from Miluyim, that the Kain is Mafresh himself, just like there was a separation by the Miluyim. Now we go on to Yom Kippur. Lechaper tells me Elu Maisiyam Kippurim, Lechaper is referring to Maisiyam Kippur. Vehme Kapar the Kapar, maybe referring to Kapara of the Kapar. Unless you, the Arya is bothered that the Kapara Yom Kippur is the essence of the day, is Yom Slichah VeKapara. So yes, there are the Kaparas that bring Kapara, but why would we veer from Yom Kippur, a day of Kapara, the ultimate Kapara, and teach it to mean Stam general Kaparas, the Kapara? Okay, it's good Ara, but the bottom line is that all these other things also have Kapara. That's the answer. They still fit the build. They don't fit as well, but they fit the build, which is exactly going to be the Gemara's answer. It says the Gemara, Eime Kapara the Kaparas, Mia Din HaKayim Mishraim. First of all, it's a technical issue, that who knows which Kayin is doing the Karban? You tell me the Kayin is going to do the Kapara, the Karban has to separate 7 days. Yom Kippur, we know it's the Kain Gadol, but every regular carbon, who knows who's going to be the Baal, the Kain HaMakav, the carbon to separate 7 days. Mara says, why not? We know there was 24 Mishmeres, and there was a cycle of which Kahanim work which weeks, which families work which weeks, not even with which families, which base avs within the families, which worked which day of the weeks. So it was all set up so that you can know. Says Mara, Mi Adin HaKain Mishrami, Debele Pishak. Mara says, yes, Amri, Alam Alei, why not? We do know which Kain is going to be set up, going to be on call that week. Debele Pishak, Lekul Mishmeres, base av. Let the entire Mishmer, you don't want to worry about the, it's funny, the Mara uses both Lashonis, Mishmeres, base av. Let the entire Mishmer, at least the entire base av, that you know is working Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, let them all isolate a week before. Lechari, what's the issue? That can be the problem. Mara says, right, the reason why we compare the kapara of the Paschal Meluim to the kapara of Yom Kippur and not to Stam Karbanas is because Yom Kippur is kavuistik kazman. The Meluim was a set time. Kapara of these Karbanas could be any time. Says the Gemara, done and davish kavul esman, but davish kavul esman. Lafuk Karbanas lechayema lechayem isnu. That we compare the Yom Kippur to Meluim, which has a fixed time, as opposed to general Karbanas, which could be brought every day. They don't have a fixed time. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Emer Golem, what about Yom Tovim? Shalshur Golem do have a fixed time. So maybe, and we know Shalshur Golem used to be Karbanas of Kapara, right? Kapara of Bias Mikdash Batumah, Kapara of by accident of eating Hekdash Batumah, right? We have different Karbanas of Kapara that are brought. See, today's Rosh Chodesh, we bring Karbanas of Kapara on Rosh Chodesh. So, I think Gemara is asking for Rosh Chodesh, but the point is, the Musaf and the Karbanas that were brought were elements of Kapara. So if that's the case, maybe referring to Meluim is being learned out that 7 days before Yom Tov River Golem, you have to separate. Who says Yom Kippur? Says Gemara, because Yom Kippur is once a year. And Meluim was also once a year, it was really once in general, once a year, as opposed to Regolem, that three times a year. The Gemara at this point is clearly learning that all three Regolem are like one entity. The Gemara is going to fall right off that. Says Gemara, Dum Dover Shanaig Pamachas Peshana, we learn some Yom Kippur, which is Naig once a year, Medover Neg Pamachas Peshana to the inauguration. celebration, which was once a year. Again, it wasn't really once a year. It was once the first year, but it was once. That's the main point. So the Mefarshim Bavarin, that little hara, Lafuke Regalim, to the exclusive of Yom Tiv, of the Shosh Regalim, Laf HaMachas Peshani, no, it's not once a year, it's 3 times a year. Ask the Gemara Shkayach, so pick one regal. Chitei Melest, you ask. Le'adina Amenach, I'm not sure which one to pick. We'll give you logic which one to pick. Icha Gamatzes, this is far to pick Hagamatzes, held possible by a Kasav Tchila, because that's the first one, we referenced this before, that's the first one the Torah always writes when it writes Yom Tivim, or Icha Gasukas, pick Icha Gasukas, held Meruba Mitzvasai, because it has more mitzvahs. So you can find one to pick and learn that one that 7 days before Yom Kippur, and I'm sorry, that's the one that we learned. 7 days before Pesach or 7 days before Sukkot, you have to separate in order to bring those kaparas of kapara. Learn that from Elohim and not Yom Kippur. What gives you right to keep it on to Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, El Dun and Prisha Shiva Liam Echad, Prisha Liam Echad, they done a Prisha Shiva Shiva, Prisha Shiva Shiva. The Prisha of Elohim was 7 days of isolation of Prisha for 1 day of the Chanukah Mishkan. The Prisha of Yom Kippur is also 7 days for the 1 day of Yom Kippur. The Regalim, Pesach, Sukkot are 7 days. So that would be 7 day isolation for 7 days. I'd rather compare 7 day isolation for 1 day to a 7 day isolation for 1 day and not compare the 7 days of isolation for 7 days of Yom Kippur, of Pesach and Sukkot to the 7 day isolation for Miluim, which is only 1 day. Now, before we go to the Gemara's next question, there's a beautiful idea for the Yerkesef angle. He brings many places in Shas, more than a dozen, maybe close to 20 places, where he debates the concept of there's a concept of kamas and mitzvahs and eichas and mitzvahs, right? So with quantity and quality. So he brings up that it's funny, our Gemara focuses on the fact that Sukkot has more mitzvahs. And why I said we didn't actually touch it, we didn't elaborate, Sukkot has more mitzvahs, as Sukkah, as Lulav, as Esrig, right? As Hashanah Rabbah, as more mitzvahs than Pesach seemingly. However, Pesach has a chiv karis. Pesach, a person does not bring the karim Pesach. Chayav Karis, say Sheish Karis, that's when the Mitzvah is around. Even when Mitzvah is not around, we always say the Mitzvah of Chametz. Isur of Chametz is Karis. So even if Pesach is less, which you can debate if it's even less Mitzvahs overall, but even if it's less, he has a much, let's assume it's less, because that's what clear our Gemara is going. It has the Eichas. It doesn't have the Kamas, the numbers, but it has the Eichas. It has the heaviness of Chivik Karis in the Mitzvahs. Says the Yosef Engel that, it'll be shtikaraya that when we match up the power of mitzvahs, the kayach of what's considered much considered more of an inyan, there'll be a sfer to say that because at least it's sad that sukkah is because there's more mitzvahs is more powerful than Pesach, even though the mitzvahs that are Pesach are potentially more chumer. Okay, so Mara says we're learning Yom Kippur as opposed to sukkah and Pesach because sukkah is basically a 7 day yom tovim, whereas Yom Kippur is 1 day yom tovim, which is more similar to Luim. Ask the Gemara, but what do you mean Shemini Atzeres, the 8th day after sukkah, is also 1 day? Learn that Shemini Atzeres has 7 days of Prisha prior from Eluim, and don't learn Yom Kippur. The Emesh Mini, the Prisha Shivas Yom Lemecha, that will also be a proper Prisha of 7 days for the 1 day. Says the Gemara, you can't compare Dan and Kedusha in Kedusha B'fanav, Medavashay Kedusha B'fanav, and Dan and Kedusha B'fanav, Medavashay in Kedusha B'fanav. Yom Kippur has no Kedusha before it, and Eluim had no Kedusha before it. The Chanukah Sabai has no before it. So the 7 days prior to the Chanukah Mishkan and the 7 days prior to Yom Kippur are days of Chayil, and they're followed of Prisha, and they're followed by a day of Kedusha. Whereas Shemini Atzeres, of course, the name Shemini Atzeres is the 8th day following 7 days of Kedusha, is not to compare, says Gemara. If anything, here's for Adrabba. The fact that it's coming after 7 days of Kedusha is all the more reason why you should need preparation. It's going to higher levels. Something which doesn't have Kedusha in front of it, but Prisha needs Prisha. Something which has Kedusha in front of it, certainly should need Prisha, which is an interesting question. And Liza pointed out to me earlier that Lechair is a little bit schwer. I think the Masifti asked the question that Adrabba, because you've been in a Matzah of Kedusha for 7 days, you don't need that Prisha. You can hear Sfar Fakert, the Masifta in the notes at the bottom, brings the question, okay. But the Maris holds that Adrabba, the Maris saying the other way, that the Chira, the fact that there's more Kedusha, it's a high level of Kedusha, should need Prisha. Amar B'Sharashia, we have the mercy of two answers. We'll stop at the first one. Amar B'Sharashia, Loi, Hazek, if the Pesach has Zeh, Kazeh, Hazeh, that's got to be the same. So you're right. Maybe there's more Kedusha is not good either. It's got to be 1 day of Kedusha versus 1 day Kedusha, it's Yom Kippur and Meluim, as opposed to Shemini Atzeres, which is coming on the heels of 7 days of Kedusha, and therefore it's not to compare. Gemara is going to be another answer. We'll leave that for tomorrow. Have a wonderful Chodesh. We will pick it up from here tomorrow, Mitzvah.